Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Four Persons Network. Join us at this hour of mercy for the Chaplet of Divine Mercy for the intentions of the holy souls in purgatory and to rid the world of the scourge of abortion. The intro is by Donna Corey Gibson, copied from the YouTube channel Super School.
You expired, Jesus, but the source of life gushed forth for souls, and the ocean of mercy opened up for the whole world. O fount of life, unfathomable divine mercy, envelop the whole world and empty yourself out upon us.
From the heart of Jesus,
as a fount of mercy for us,
I trust in you. Oh, blood and water which gushed forth from the heart of Jesus,
as a fount of mercy for us,
I trust in you. Oh, blood and water which gushed forth from the heart of Jesus,
a fount of mercy for us,
I trust in you,
Jesus,
I trust in you,
Jesus,
I trust in you,
Jesus,
I trust in you.
Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou amongst women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. I believe in God, the Father Almighty, creator of heaven and earth, and in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Spirit, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended into hell. On the third day he rose again from the dead. He ascended into heaven and is seated at the right hand of God the Father Almighty. From thence he will come to judge the living and the dead. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and life everlasting. Amen. Eternal Father, I offer you the body and blood, soul and divinity of your dearly beloved Son, our Lord Jesus Christ, in atonement for our sins and those of the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. Eternal Father, I offer you the body and blood, soul and divinity of your dearly beloved Son, our Lord Jesus Christ, in atonement for our sins and those of the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. Eternal Father, I offer you the body and blood, soul and divinity of your dearly beloved Son, our Lord Jesus Christ, in atonement for our sins and those of the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. Eternal Father, I offer you the body and blood, soul and divinity of your dearly beloved Son, our Lord Jesus Christ, in atonement for our sins and those of the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. Eternal Father, we offer you the body and blood, soul and divinity of your dearly beloved Son, our Lord Jesus Christ, in atonement for our sins and those of the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. And for the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. Holy God, Holy Mighty One, Holy Immortal One, have mercy on us and on the whole world. Holy God, Holy Mighty One, Holy Immortal One, have mercy on us and on the whole world. Holy God, Holy Mighty One, Holy Immortal One, have mercy on us and on the whole world. Eternal God, in whom mercy is endless and the treasury of compassion inexhaustible, look kindly upon us and increase your mercy in us, that in difficult moments we might not despair nor become despondent, but with great confidence submit ourselves to your holy will, which is love and mercy itself. Amen. Saint Faustina, pray for us. Pope Saint John Paul II, pray for us. Jesus, we trust in you. Now, friends, today is the feast day of Saint Margaret of Cortona. She was born around the year 1247. She died on February 22nd, 1297. She was canonized on May 16th, 1728 by Pope Benedict XIII at Vatican City. St. Margaret was born around the year 1247 in Laviano in Tuscany, Italy, located within the Diocese of Chiusi. Her parents were farmers. When Margaret was about seven, her mother died. Many saints lost one or both parents at a young age. St. Therese comes to mind. I think her mother died when she was four. Sadly, Margaret was raised by a stepmother who would give Cinderella's evil stepmother a run for her money. I mean, she was just as mean as a snake to St. Margaret. At the age of 17, Margaret met a young man. According to some accounts, this young man was the son of Guglielmo de Pecora, the Lord of Valiano. She eloped with this young man and soon found herself bearing a child out of wedlock. When her lover went on a trip and failed to return on time, Margaret became worried. This worry grew when his favorite hound returned unaccompanied. The hound led her to her lover. The horrible murder scene she found was so shocking that she was shocked into a life of penance and prayer. After returning to his family all of the gifts he had given her and leaving his house, she went to the home of her father. Her father, because of her stepmother, rejected her. After being rejected by her own father, Margaret and her son went to the Franciscan friars at Cortona. She was taken in there and entered into her life of prayer and penance. She avoided all meat and subsisted on bread and vegetables alone, save for the sacred body of our Lord Jesus Christ, which is flesh and blood. In many of the Eucharistic miracles, the flesh is always heart tissue and the blood type is always AB negative. After 3 years of probation in 1277, Margaret was allowed to join the Third Order of the Franciscans. In true following of St. Francis of Assisi, she chose to live in poverty and beg for bread and alms. While living a life of prayer and penance at Cortona, St. Margaret was able to open a hospital for the poor, the homeless, and for the sick. While at prayer on more than one occasion, St. Margaret heard Jesus ask of her, "What is your wish, Poverella," which means little poor one? And she replied, "I neither seek nor wish for anything but you, my Lord Jesus." She was believed to be in direct contact with Jesus due to her frequent ecstasies. During her life, she also established an order dedicated to Our Lady of Mercy. The purpose of the order was the care of the sick, the needy, the homeless, and the poor. The order is called the Poverellas, the poor ones. In her later years, St. Margaret moved to the ruins of the Church of St. Basil of Caesarea. The church was eventually rebuilt and renamed Sancta Maria Margherita. It is located in Cortona. When her remains were exposed and she was found to be incorrupt, she was found to be incorrupt even 400 years after her death. Her remains now repose in a silver casket inside the church. And so that is the story of St. Margaret of Cortona. And, of course, her feast day is today, February 22nd. And let's do our Lenten reflection. From Matthew 16, verses 18 and 19, Jesus said to Simon Peter, "And so I say to you, you are Peter, and upon this rock I will build my church, and the gates of the netherworld shall not prevail against it. I will give you the keys to the kingdom of heaven." Jesus knows, even in this moment, that soon Peter will deny him three times. Why then does Jesus build his church upon a flawed man? It is because of God's mercy and Jesus' humanity. God does not show us mercy because of our own goodness. He has every right to give us our due punishment. Because he is a just God, he had to punish sin. God gave the world his only begotten Son, the sinless Lamb of God, and the only one who could bear the sin of the world upon his shoulders. While Jesus is the Son of God, he is also the Son of Mary. He is fully human and fully divine. The fully human part of Jesus understands our human frailties, weaknesses, and failures, and yet the fully divine part of Jesus loves us in spite of them. Because of God's undeserved mercy towards us, we can now live our lives for his glory and honor. Part of that includes showing mercy, compassion, and kindness towards others, just as he does towards us. The reflection questions: how can I show God's mercy, compassion, and kindness to others? How can I make my love grow this day as I approach the great Paschal mystery? And friends, I want you to concentrate on those questions. I want you to think very seriously about them, because they are serious questions. How can I show God's mercy, compassion, and kindness to others? I'm not going to answer the questions for you, because my answers will be personal to me. How can I make my love grow this day as I approach the great Paschal mystery? Again, I'm not going to answer the question for you, because my answer is going to be personal to me, and your answer is going to be personal to you. Moving on, let's get into the daily update. And luckily, I'm already logged into Fakebook. Terry wants to start his show back on next Thursday at 6:30 Eastern, which is his old time slot. And he wants to discuss spiritual welfare. He's been praying his rosary in front of an abortion clinic, and he says that you can just feel the evil. You can feel the evil in the abortion clinic. Next Thursday, Terry's going to be back, and his topic is going to be spiritual welfare. And spiritual welfare is an important topic. And let's see, today is Thursday. Tomorrow morning at 7 a.m. Eastern, Ken is going to be interviewing Jacob Webb. And the topic is going to be Jacob's conversion, Jacob's conversion story, and also how to answer objections about the Catholic faith. You're not going to want to miss that show. I'm going to be paying attention. And then I got an email back from William, And, excuse me, on Catholicism Rocks at 11 a.m. on Saturday, the topic is going to be the four marks of the church: one, holy, Catholic, and apostolic. Those are the four marks of the church, in case you didn't know. And on Burnt Toast and Coffee, the topic is going to be John chapter 4 and the woman at the well. And then next week, John is going to start his series on Revelations. And a lot of John's topic is going to involve the fact that while a lot of people think Revelations is directed at us in this time, this day and age today, the same could be said for any day and age. And it was really directed at people who lived in the first century when the book of Revelations was written. But it was written in such a way that it could be deemed to cover any time or day and age at all. And then on March 2nd, Lisa Marie Nicole is going to have her Rockin' with God show. And of course, you know, she is the Catholic version of Stryper. And her host or her guest on that show is going to be Nashville recording artist Andrew Dean. And you're not going to want to miss that show, I promise you. And with that, let's move on and pray our three Hail Marys novena. And the three Hail Mary novena is let's go ahead and pray our three Hail Mary novena. I had a text message come in. I'm sorry. I had to look at that. O Immaculate Virgin, O Immaculate Mary, Virgin most powerful, we beseech you, through that immense power which you have received from the Eternal Father, obtain for us purity of heart, strength to overcome all of the enemies of our souls, and the special favor we implore in our present necessities. And that would be the special intentions of all of our listeners and all of the members of the Four Persons Network and our Facebook page, and my special intentions. Mother most pure, forsake us not, despise not our prayers, graciously hear us for God's glory, your honor, and the welfare of our souls. To obtain this favor, we honor your power by reciting, Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou amongst women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of Death, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. I need to concentrate on my show. O Virgin Mary, our Mother, through that ineffable wisdom bestowed upon you by the incarnate Word of God, we humbly beseech you, obtain for us meekness and humility of heart, a perfect knowledge of the divine will, and strength to accomplish it always. O Mary, Seed of Wisdom, as a tender mother, lead us in the path of Christian virtue and perfection. Enlighten and enable us to do what is most pleasing to your beloved Son, and obtain our petition. To obtain this grace, we honor your wisdom by reciting, Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou amongst women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. O Mother of Mercy, Mother of penitent sinners, we stand before you sinful and sorrowful, beseeching you, through the immense love given to you by the Holy Spirit for us poor sinners, obtain for us true and perfect contrition for our sins, which we hate and detest with all of our heart, because we love God. Mother most merciful, help us in our present necessity. Turn then those eyes of mercy towards us, O clement, O loving, O sweet Virgin Mary. To obtain this precious gift, we honor your loving mercy by reciting, Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou amongst women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Now, friends, we've only got a couple of minutes left, and I know it's Thursday, and I want to invite you to visit our friends Tony and Paulette Rock at therockcompanyshop.com. That's the T-H-E, Rock, R-O-C-K, company spelled the normal way, C-O-M-P-A-N-Y, shop, shop.com, period, C-O-M. They have all of your Catholic wares right there for you. They have olive wood rosaries. They have olive wood rosaries made with images of saints on the potter beads. They have olive wood rosaries with soil from Bethlehem, perhaps the very soil that touched the feet of our dear Lord Jesus Christ. They have olive wood statues. They have olive wood Virgin Marys. They have olive wood presentations of the Last Supper. We're about to celebrate the Last Supper, friends. We're about to celebrate the Paschal mystery that starts with the Last Supper. And they've got olive wood images of it. And the way this happens is that the olive wood is pruned off of the trees in Bethlehem once a year. And it's bought by the artisans. And they make rosaries. And they make nativity sets. And I've got one that I'm going to buy. And I'm saving up my money to buy this nativity set. And I got to buy it sometime in October, so that it will be here in time to be put out at Christmas and get through customs. And this is going to be a beautiful nativity set, fitting of our Lord Jesus. And it comes from therockcompanyshop.com. Now, these artisans buy this olive wood. So it's a few months to a year old when it's finally turned into the finished product. And each piece is going to be unique because each piece comes from its own unique piece of the olive wood branch. And so it's very vital that we support our friends Tony and Paulette Rock at the Rock Company Shop. They're going through troubles that are not of their own making. Tourism is down in Israel. Tourism was down in Israel with the pandemic. And it was starting to come back. And then this war with Hamas. And while it's mostly confined to the Gaza Strip, it still spreads throughout Israel, and there are threats throughout Israel. Friends, I want to thank you for joining me today. My name is Richard Pettis, and I want to wish you a blessed rest of your Thursday and a blessed Friday. Remember, tomorrow is the meatless day. meatless tomato soup, vegetable pizza, fish, fish tacos, shrimp, no meat, no beef, no venison, no chicken, none of it. And I want you to have a blessed rest of your day until I see you tomorrow at 3:30 Eastern. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Just know that your friends here at the Four Persons Network appreciate you, and we love you, friends.